Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, parents pay attention. The CDC is changing the rules when it comes to COVID again. Good afternoon. I'm Amanda Starantino. Wearing their first day of school best, more than 30,000 students returned to school in Oakland today. Masks will no longer be required, but they are still strongly recommended indoors. The district encouraged students and staff to test for COVID before coming into school today. And with kids and teachers heading back to the classroom, the CDC is expected to ease some of their COVID-19 restrictions. CBS News has obtained a draft document on the updated guidelines that are likely to involve two key areas for students: COVID testing and social distancing. Nancy Chen reports from New York.
Look at the polls.
The CDC is planning to simplify and streamline a wide number of its COVID-19 recommendations, starting in the classroom. According to a draft document obtained by CBS News, the changes could allow schools to relax their strict social distancing measures, which have already been effectively phased out by the CDC. They would also de-emphasize so-called test-to-stay strategies, where students exposed to the virus take regular tests to stay in the classroom.
So the test-to-stay strategies, we've turned over a lot of infections that were asymptomatic and forced kids out of the classroom. I think they can lift those things at this point, and that seems to be where CDC is heading.
School Superintendent Michael Cornell fully supports the possible changes.
What we have to focus on in school is making sure our kids experience joy, value, and connection in school.
Another potential update: those exposed to COVID would no longer need to quarantine, vaccinated or not. Instead, the recommendation would be to mask for 10 days and test 5 days after exposure. Dr. Scott Gottlieb says the CDC would still ask schools to remain vigilant.
For example, notifying parents when there's a close contact so parents can keep an eye on their children and get them tested.
Part of the CDC's reasoning in lifting the quarantine recommendation for anyone exposed to the virus is the increase in people who have COVID-19 antibodies. They also want to limit the social and economic impact that quarantines are having on the nation. Nancy Chen, CBS News, New York.
Currently, only about 30% of children between the ages of 5 to 11 are fully vaccinated. More than 80% of Americans are living in areas with medium to high COVID rates. San Francisco students will go back to school next Wednesday on the 17th, but unlike San Francisco schools, in San Jose have staggered start dates. Some will be back this week. The majority, though, will return on the 19th. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins is officially running for re-election. Jenkins was appointed by Mayor London Breed after former District Attorney Jason Boudin was recalled. She served as Assistant DA in San Francisco from 2014 to 2021. After filing for the ballot, Jenkins talked about cracking down on drug dealers in the city.
We're also recognizing that we're in a different state of affairs with the drug fentanyl, right, that didn't exist, you know, in the capacity on the street that it does now 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. And so it is a lethal drug that is killing our residents, and we cannot continue to allow people to sell it without any consequence.
The deadline to file to be on the ballot is this Friday. Former District Attorney Jason Boudin has said he will not be running again. New at noon, we now know a volunteer fire lookout has died in the McKinney fire. The U.S. Forest Service released this picture of Kathy Schutman. Forest Service officials say Schutman lived in Klamath River. She had worked as a fire lookout since 1974, and fire officials say four people have died in that fire. The McKinney Fire is California's largest wildfire so far this year. It is burning in Siskiyou County, west of the town of Yreka. More than 60,000 acres have burned. The fire is now 40% contained. And there are new evacuations in place in Humboldt County as the Six Rivers Complex fires continues to spread. Crews are fighting eight different fires in that area that were sparked by lightning over the weekend. So far, more than 3,000 acres have burned there. And from fires to flooding, today, President Biden visited Kentucky to meet with people affected by the recent floods. 37 people have died there. Thousands are still in the dark without power. The president approved a disaster declaration for the area to help get money and services to eastern Kentucky.
We're not leaving. As long as it takes, we're going to be here. And we are committed, you know, and, you know, this absolute 100%. covers your costs for the next 3 months. It matters. What people don't realize, all those piles of debris and everything else, it takes us a lot of time, a lot of money.
Before Sunday, Biden had not left the White House in 18 days. That's when he was officially cleared from isolation after recovering from a rebound case of COVID-19. All right, well, let's get over to First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch for a look at our forecast on this Monday. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Amanda. Oh, goodness gracious. It is a stunning day for us, not only here in the Bay, but all throughout our inland areas where daytime highs today are sitting right around average. This is a live look actually just at the southern areas of our Bay, closer to San Jose, where we're seeing clear skies across the board this afternoon. And that'll continue to be the trend for us tonight. But that marine layer, just like clockwork, always rolls its way back in the overnight hours. And then we're starting all over tomorrow. So daytime highs mostly in the 80s in our inland areas, 60s from the coast off into the Bay. We're dealing with low pressure just offshore, but once it moves north, it's actually going to dry us up and warm us up a little bit more for the rest of the week. But it's also the big reason why we're dealing with that fire just burning in Northern California, having that smoke plume just north of us continuing to push its way away from the Bay. So long story short, we're actually very grateful for that area of low pressure and the way that it's currently circulating its way closer to California. But we're going to talk more about that and what you can expect coming up in the full forecast. Amanda?
Jess, thanks. Well, new at noon, one of the three white men convicted in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery is being sentenced to life in prison plus 10 years. Travis McMichael's second life sentence comes after being convicted of a federal hate crime. He is one of three Georgia men found guilty of federal hate crimes in connection to the murder of the black 25-year-old. The other two, his father, Gregory McMichael, and their neighbor, William Roddy Brian, are set to find out their fates later today. All three men are currently serving life sentences for their convictions in state court. Right now, police in Albuquerque are working to solve four ambush-style shootings targeting the city's Muslim community. They're looking for a car they believe may be linked to these killings. The latest happened Friday night. Naeem Hussein, a Pakistani immigrant, is the fourth Muslim man killed since November in the city. Hussein was ambushed and shot just like the previous three victims. The 25-year-old was shot after attending a funeral for two other victims. The recent killings have members of New Mexico's Muslim community living in fear.
This is a frightening time for many. We have members of our Muslim community who are afraid to participate in everyday activities that they should never be afraid to do. Things like shopping, things like praying, things like going to school. This is where our city must demonstrate and our state must demonstrate a commitment to try and make this a safe and inclusive place in their time of need.
Police have not come out with any descriptions of a suspect or suspects in these killings.